Climate change is creating new challenges for California farmers and ranchers. As they try to figure out how to make their land more resilient, they are starting with the soil.
When it comes to sustainable agriculture, soil is really at the base of everything.
That's Evan Wigg, Executive Director of the Farmers Guild in Sebastopol.
It's really more about maintaining soil than it is about growing crops or even producing livestock.
And cover crops are a good tool for improving soil health. These are non-commodity crops usually planted in the winter. Glenn McGordy, viticulture and plant science advisor for the University of California's Cooperative Extension, says they
can improve water infiltration and water retention. It can improve soil fertility by adding nitrogen. It can store carbon to help offset some of the carbon dioxide increases in the atmosphere. It can serve as habitat for beneficial insects and can provide food for grazing animals.
The Natural Resources Defense Council reports that 341,000 acres of cover crops were planted in California in 2012. They helped store 6.8 billion gallons of water, enough to serve more than 200,000 people for a full year. Vineyards can't be entirely plowed under like other farms, but they can still make use of cover crops.
Some people will do tillage. If they're dry land farming, they will till everything up in the springtime, and then they reseed it in the fall with things like mustard and peas and bell beans and radish that will germinate really quickly and form a cover. And then there's other people that plant perennial crops down along the Russian River and the Napa River, where the soils are quite rich. They might actually have too much fertility for grapevines, so having a little competition from a perennial cover crop could be useful.
In addition to the soil and environmental benefits, cover crops can also increase a landowner's bottom line by reducing fertilizer costs, water usage, and the need for herbicides and other pesticides. But they also present some challenges. In addition to simply getting them to grow, says McGordy, there is the matter of fitting that approach into the overall farm operation.
And then the other thing that you have to take into account is just what type of a farmer are you? Are you the type that likes to be out there a lot of time and fuss and bother with your vineyard? Or are you the type that lives in San Francisco and only comes up on the weekends to work? That's going to really change how you manage things. So these are all parts of the puzzle that you have to put together.
While it's up to farmers to put the agricultural pieces together, Evan Wigg urges consumers to at least start connecting the dots.
Get educated, and anytime you have the opportunity, know your farmer. Go talk to a farmer. Ask them questions. Ask them if they use cover crop. Ask them, you know, what they're using to amend their soils. These are questions that lead to real constructive conversations that can shift the way we eat, the way we farm, and the way that we manage our land.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Baronda Lyons.